Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Welcome back. Thanks for fans. Thank y'all neighborhood for listening. We appreciate y'all. We are here. Forgive us. You know, we ain't late.
We were late for like a week, but we got back on track.
It was a holiday. Right back on track. Not my holiday. It's somebody's holiday.
But I ain't like it. Because I was about to
give it. They're giving people days off.
That show you how much we ride for each other. Because I was definitely about to ride with Ryan. Like, yep, holiday. I was like, wait, which holiday?
Nah, I said no holiday. Yo, you know what's crazy? You saw Miko shit? What it was like?
Yo, when she plucked her son shit off. Her
son came home 5 years ago with a Christopher Columbus crown on. Like, what the fuck is this?
She took the shit off, threw it, and kicked it. Yo, we gotta have Miko on this podcast, and she curses me out all the time. Shout out to Miko Grimes, nothing but love to Miko Grimes.
Yeah, we definitely.
She curses me out every 5 seconds. She's like, oh, I ain't been on. I'm like, my fault. Listen, to all our friends who have not been on the podcast. And you say something about it every time you see us, just give it up, man.
Please.
We'll call you.
We'll call you. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Anyway, we do thank our listeners. We do thank the neighborhood for sticking with us, being so loyal. We appreciate y'all. And as always, we definitely have a bunch of dope shit coming on our Patreon page to thank y'all for that. We'll be giving out some free content, some dope content over there. Well, it's not free. It's behind the paywall. So you got to go see it. So don't be a Hakeem. Don't be a Kimmy Gibbler. Don't be a moocher. You know, go over to the Patreon. Put some snaps on the Petro. Just a little something. Little something.
Low love. We got low love over there.
So make sure you go over there, subscribe to our Patreon, become a patron. It is www.patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you're following us on all social media platforms at guysnextdoorpod. And am I forgetting something? Yes, I am. If you got a letter that you want read on air, make sure you email it to GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com. If it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be. If it is a relationship question, please put your own fake name or names in the subject line, or Che is going to read what's in front of her. Also, if it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be. Make sure you send a picture of you in your beau, suitor, romantic interest, person you're stalking, whatever you want to call it. Send that. We need it. Or it ain't getting read. Am I missing anything, fellas? I don't think so.
I was about to say it feels like we're right on track. So.
Let me. You know, we are professionals. Make sure. You know. Yep. Did all that. Yep. Said that. Yep. I am missing something.
You're missing, sir.
Mac Wiles, it is your time to shine. Ba-da-dip. Do you have good shit, black man? Goddamn, black man.
So this week on Good Shit Black Man, Goddamn Black Man, we're going to switch it up a little bit.
Right? Okay, what are we doing?
Instead, we're going to do the Goddamn Black Man first.
Like
and then
that,
we're
like
going to do the good shit. You got to get in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like when you're dealing with your woman. You start with the bad.
Start with the bad.
So that way you could get to the good.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like it.
Respectable gentleman you are.
So for this week on Goddamn Black Man, we got to give it to my man Offset.
Goddamn.
Now listen.
Goddamn.
We don't know the inner workings of that relationship. We don't know what happened. They don't speak about it, of course, which is great.
Which is dope.
We love that you keep, you know, the what's going on in your relationship to you guys itself. But my man Offset, bro, you fumbled the bag.
Now,
listen. You fumbled the bag. You had not only leaving her career and everything to the side. This is a great woman. She speaks her mind, which a lot of times.
Really?
Just listen. We don't know. We know it. What we see, but from the outside looking in, it definitely looks like this is somebody who is. Mouse, you may feel a quickening in your spirit after this, but an equally yoked woman with yourself.
Come on, somebody. Equally
somebody who has met you.
We not talking
where you are.
We're not talking easy over. We're not talking sunny side up. We're talking about equally yoked.
I feel like he left the house and made a home. And then he lost his home.
And then he lost his home.
What if
Offset? How could you do this, young man?
A certain dog molester groper.
We got the point. Once said,
for every bad bitch, there's a nigga tired of fucking her. He said that.
He did. So again, I think
you're Ryan through with me, son.
That's what I'm saying.
Where are you going?
In this instance, I don't know what happened, Offset. I don't know if it is a case of you just tired of having the same thing over and over again. I don't know if it's an instance of you guys just not being able to connect, especially during this quarantine. I know it's been hard on so many different relationships, but sir, you fucked up your happy home. Goddamn, Black.
Do you know how fun it was to see everybody online when it was announced? Like, everybody online, all the women, Shay and her minions were like, look at that. Nigga couldn't stop cheating.
Son, cheating. All I seen was hand emojis. I seen a lot of this, and I seen a lot of these.
Yo, they were doing think pieces, Instagram lives, all of that, just calling this man a cheater and all of that. And then what happened the next day? Cardi
which
said,
is, what, hold on, which "That nigga ain't cheat."
She said, "That nigga ain't cheat." The nigga just—I got tired of arguing with the nigga. Well, shout out. Sometimes people get tired of arguing, but shout out to marriages being broken up by arguments and not just infidelity.
Tricky. It's tricky. So this brings me to our good shit, Black Man.
Good shit, Black Man. Mac Watts, who do we have?
Offset, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Just when you thought we was out, we came from the horizon.
Al Pacino as the Godfather in Godfather 3. Very underappreciated. He once said, right when I'm out, they pull me back in. Chingy. And Tyrese once said, every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back, telling me I need you in my, every time I try to go.
Marcus Houston once said, he said, if love gone, then let it go. But if it comes back, that is how you know.
Raynard Jefferson, a.k.a. Ray J. I don't know if that's what Ray J stands for. But he once said, if I had one wish.
I thought his name was Reginald.
I don't know.
I think it can't be Reginald.
Ray, his name, Reginald. Where is Reginald?
If his name is Reginald, I'm
it got to be Raynard.
It could be Raymond.
Che, can you tell us what Ray J stands for?
I'm going Reginald.
Anyway,
Shay is fact checking.
Offset. Listen, my G. I've seen a lot of great comeback stories. We have seen the Cavaliers.
No, it's not the 1 minute. So actually, his name is William Ray Norwood Jr.
Okay.
So his middle name is actually Ray, right. But his first name is William.
Super.
That's his pops. His pops is William.
Super anticlimactic.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Respect. Okay.
Back to my man, Offset.
Yeah. Offset. Yeah. I've seen a lot of great comebacks in my day. I've seen the Cavaliers come back.
Down 3-1.
3-1.
I've seen the Cavaliers come back. We've seen
the Denver Nuggets do it twice in the playoffs.
I've seen Brock Lesnar beat the Undertaker at WrestleMania.
And end the streak. We sat together before filming After Hours and watched the Atlanta Falcons blow a 28-3 lead.
Sure. We talking about Offset. We can't bring up bad Atlanta vibes. They had a bad game. Let him get his victory.
Y'all
hear the ad-libs, though, right? Offset!
No, you killing the ad-libs.
Offset, I'm telling you, sir. Having a marching band, not just a regular marching band, not any regular, like, this nigga had a marching band with lights wrapped around the whole shit, waiting outside of his girl's party. I'm not gonna come, like, you know what? When you come out, you gonna see this whole procession that I did just for you. My man, you got your woman back. In dramatic fashion, there's a word that goes out, like I think everybody says, let the apology be as loud as the problem. My nigga, that apology was just as loud and good, sir. I gotta look you in your eyes, sir. I fucking respect you.
You looking at me?
I fucking respect you, sir. You're a scholar and a gentleman. And listen, we should all look up to this example of a man. Good shit, Black man.
Listen, the marching band, good shit, Black man. You know, the marching band, he stole
Don't forget the car.
Yo, my man backed out of what, like, Cardi could drive. This is like the 8th car he bought for her. Shorty can't drive.
Son.
Is there something to be said here about
the thought that counts?
Is it a thought, or are you like, oh, let me buy her a car, that'll shut her up? But neither here. We're here to say good shit, Black.
I'm about to say, we don't have Diamond here to dispute any of these claims yet. So we'll talk about
it. Che, we do have a Che, a one Che Mills. You can't get better than that. Che, let me ask you, as a woman with a fat ass, pretty light skin, and curly hair, much like Cardi herself, let me ask you this. If a man kept buying you cars that you could not drive in order to, like, apologize or make amends, what do you make of that?
I take that as you don't really know me. But my question is, can I sell these cars to take the money to use for other purposes? Since you're not really honoring my love language. Like, if I'm not into cars. So why are you constantly buying me cars? Does that make sense? That's like somebody buying you fucking not even regular Jordans, the mids in every fucking color, the teen Jordans.
No, it's not. No, it is not. No, it isn't. You buy somebody a fucking Rolls Royce that is not the mids. You're bugging.
If you can't drive,
it's not the mids.
If you can't drive, it's a mid.
But you got the money for a driver. That's a big ass car.
But that's like somebody. I'm about to say that's like somebody. No. That's like buying you your favorite sneakers. In a size that you can't wear,
I don't think so. I think that car is a big family car, and they have a child, and you get a driver, which is easy, and that's a great way to be chauffeured around in.
My nigga, but that's like the 8th car he's bought her.
Yeah, but this was the get back. For the get back, you gotta show up.
I don't, Mac, you could, because you are the wealthiest of us. You and the good sis get into it. Do you say, you don't say her name, right? Yeah, you know,
we can say we can say her name.
All right, you and Sister Chris, y'all get into it.
Yeah,
is your goal to throw like what is your goal? Because I'm asking because being the wealthy A-list celebrity you are, you and Offset do share the astuteness. Y'all do share that. So I'm asking, is that like just the run of the mill thing? Like, oh, she's upset. Big money purchase. That'll be an apology.
I think it depends on, okay, so for me and Chris, no. For me and Chris, not at all. Because that's not the shit that she, that kind of, that's not her type of thing. That's not her love language. And if you are going to buy something, it has to be something like specific. For example, on her birthday, again, I could spend hella bread on damn near anything and make her excited. But I know right now, I know right now, I know right now she's very much in the space of she wants to like capture a lot of these moments. So when Tristan gets older, she can see them, you know, more than just having them on your phone and digitally. She wants to have very tangible memories that you can do, that you can have. So I bought her a vintage Polaroid camera. So she could take her own pictures. And, you know, she keeps on talking about, we go to her grandmother's house. She talks about the old photos that her mom and her dad used to have. And now we have the opportunity to take the same photos. So it's something, you know, finding out exactly what she wants, like where she is. I think that may be something, but even in that, like me and her getting into an argument, it's not me buying something. It's really me. Like, I think for Christina, she's more of the, she wants to see me fight for her. She wants to see, like, even if we do get into an argument and it feels like we might break apart, she wants to feel like, yo, you're staying here and you're staying in this just as much as I am. We want to find some understanding. We want to grow from this. So that's for us. But again, I think it's different strokes with different folks. Some people, mm-hmm. that is their love language. Some people, it is a very, very much a, nah, I need to see how much you care. How much you care.
Right. So Mac did the money sign hand for people at home who can't see.
Yeah, I think it's
big money.
Big bread. Sometimes they girls just want to see the big bread.
Shay, is there a moment? Two part question. Is there a moment where, like you just said, because obviously you and Mac see eye to eye on this just from different perspectives as to where, read the room, love language, what is the person love language? But let's say he doesn't know your love language. Is there a infraction that will, that has an absurd price tag? Like, is there an infraction where you're like, oh no, nigga, you fucked up. And this isn't my love language, but I want to see you. I want to see you.
I want to make you bleed.
Like, what's the worst thing? What's the worst a man could do that would warrant me expecting monetary compensation? Like, I'm confused.
No, I'm asking, is there an infraction that would have a monetary, apology? Or would you just be done? I guess that's what I'm asking.
I don't know how to answer that one. Cause for me, I don't expect nothing from nobody. So I don't expect a man to come out his pocket for me in any way, shape or form. It's never been my thing.
Even if he fucks up.
Even if he fucks up. Like I prefer change of behavior, change it, like acknowledging, don't roll your eyes, you toxic motherfucker, you.
Who? It's three of us. Me?
No, I watched you roll my eyes, but I said, your eyes rolled.
I promise you, I promise you that wasn't towards you. I probably was looking at something on the screen. I promise you. I was like, what?
I prefer change of behavior. Like, I don't like repeating myself. So, like, I tell you that one time you fucked up. I don't like this. Just because you continue to buy me things to make up for it doesn't mean that I'm cool. Like, that's just not how I operate. Now,
but who do we know to know that she ain't be like, yo, I want that car?
Also very true.
Sure.
Also, I'd like to point out that the car was custom made. So either he planned this out before, like well before the divorce and her birthday, and he still gifted it to
he
her.
He had to. He
but
had
that's
to.
Not a. Yeah.
He had to.
There's no way he just came up. But
there's no. There's
okay,
no custom Rolls Royce. There's no custom Rolls Royce you could get in 3 days.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all. Let me ask my brothers. Your wife of 2 years. Your wife of 2 years. Mother of your child, whirlwind romance. She says publicly she's divorcing you. She puts your business in the street a little bit. Says, I'm just tired of arguing. Divorces you. Are you pulling up to her birthday party?
Yes, if I love her.
Mm. On regular time, or is there an agenda?
I'm getting my lady back.
Hey.
I'm not going to her party on some regular time. Like, oh, I'm just her baby father in the party. Nah, if I'm going to go, you got to go crazy. And I feel like he did what he had to do. I'm not saying they're back or they're not back, but I believe in my head that it's something going on.
What about you, Matt?
I think it depends on the infraction. Right. Mm. I mean, again, it depends on the straw that broke the camel's back. If it is something, again, that I think... If it's something that I'm on, some like, yo, we need to just have a conversation. Maybe we took things too far, and the root of the problem really isn't that crazy that I know that we could talk about. I'm gonna let you have your day. Me and you are gonna talk. I might do some shit on some like, I'll be in your hotel room that night. Like, you gonna have
can't
to
do that with Cardi. She might not come back.
That's what. Wow.
What?
But I'm just saying.
And I've heard stories about this party, and niggas wasn't going nowhere till like 8-9 in the morning. So you just gonna be waiting?
Absolutely.
That's another argument. That's another argument.
Nah, fuck around and you go gamble. You pass out. She finds you. Get like, I'm pulling up.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I think it depends on the infraction. Now,
it depends
if
on
it
what
is
you
something
did.
Big, yeah. If it is something big. Or something like that, then yeah, I have to show up and show out. I gotta make sure that everybody knows that no matter what, that you're my woman, like, and that I'm your man, and that, you know, it has to, instead of it being, a possessive thing, it has to really feel like, listen, people fuck up. What's up?
I also feel like this is their first, like, big, breakup, like since married.
This is the second one since being married.
Since being married,
yeah, he cheated the first one, and that's when he went on stage at Rolling Loud.
They was married.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they've been married this whole time. This whole time we've known about them, they've been married, okay. Which I respect. I'm like, you know, you fall in love like that, go get it.
I mean, they're also public figures in the eyes, so it's kind of different on what you. I feel like Offset was also feeling as if, like, if he didn't show up and show out, he was going to get crucified.
No, I think he's that too. But I think also it was very much like he's done it before in such a big, loud manner. He's like, how can I do this same? I got my girl back doing this one time. I have to like this.
Especially if he didn't cheat.
Top it. Yeah. 200%.
He should have came with a fucking shrink.
With Dr. Ish?
Yeah, Dr. Ish. With Dr.
Yo, what if when Cardi opened up the door, Dr. Ish gets out?
Hi, Cardi. What's
I know there's some issues going on at home.
I know there's some issues going on in the house, and you know, Offset called me and we are here to clear things up, man. You know, we just want to get everybody right back on track. I'm sorry, Dr. Ish. This is a horrible impersonation.
respectfully.
All right, well, I just wanted to know, I guess that was a little, you know, I know it was good shit, Black Man. You know,
I'm about to say, hold on, Mouse, but you didn't answer what
that same question.
Yes, sir.
And
how you pulling up,
man? It depends. Am I being petty? Like, probably not. Yeah, but then there's a part of me that's like, because I got, y'all know I got these two sides that are constantly warring, and they're both bad. It's like toxic or petty.
It's toxic or ignorant. That's what it is.
That's fact. Because
it's like, There's a side of me that's gonna say
that is a fact.
There's a side of me that's gonna say she wants me at this party, but she wants me at this party and not to act crazy.
Yep.
I'm not going to not act crazy at this party over my bitch. Like, you wildin'. Like, you gonna be looking mad, girl. I'm gonna be on your neck, on your body. You probably gonna tell me, like, you know we not together. Bitch, I love you. Fuck you telling me ain't some dumb shit like that. You stupid. I'm about to knock one of these niggas out. Fuck wrong with you?
That'll be mad funny. I can see Mouse at the joint right now whispering her, like, the TMZ footage of Mouse whispering in her ear. And she's really on some, like, yo, like, stop. And Mouse is like, what? Turns around and just hits somebody randomly.
First of all, the minute she do this shit right here, I'm going to get tight. Like, the minute, like, you ever talk to your girl in the spot and she do this? What? And I'm like, yo, stop making a scene. Yo, stop making a scene.
2 seconds away from grabbing the back of her neck. Like, yo, who are you?
Yo, stop. Yo, because that shit makes a scene. And now people looking. They like, oh, look, this nigga thirsty. No, bitch, I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm not thirsty, you stupid bitch. Mind your business.
And that just got me hot.
You see what I'm saying? Hey, Brian, imagine you talking to somebody in the spot and you on your, nah, what you talking about? She do this shit right here? Like, watch, I'm going to prove it. Che, look, just like, do that shit right there. Like, act like a gnat near you. Just do like that. See that right there? It's triggering me.
Ooh,
I got so mad just now. Ooh, I got so mad just now.
So my underarms just started sweating like crazy, boy.
I got
automatic. If you go to the party and you beg your baby, it's over. It's gone.
But then there's also the side of me that's like, nah, I'm staying home. Fuck out of here. So I don't know, son. But 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna do both. I'm not gonna go. And then I'm gonna pull up.
But you're gonna go.
Then I'm gonna leave.
Then I'm gonna leave.
You're sicko, bro.
You know what you gotta do? I'm
gonna pull up in front and be like, nah, fuck that. Fuck that.
Nah. I'm gonna pull up. Everybody gonna know I'm there. Oh, take pictures, boom, boom, boom. We're gonna have that conversation. You know what conversation I'm talking about. Like, y'all gonna have that conversation where shit look like it's some hope for it. And like, you gonna want me to stay at the party now? And then I'm leaving. Mind you, I'm pulling up out of dress code. Like I'm probably in a tech. I'm probably in a tech suit. Like I'm probably in a tech suit.
Oh no,
like,
no, I promise you, Mouse is in a tech suit. Mouse is in the all black tech suit. And you might, depending on his emotions at that moment, he might have the black Nikes on too.
I'm definitely gonna have black Nikes on. They're not gonna be black Air Force Ones, but I'm definitely gonna have black. I might have the off white joints on. I'm definitely gonna pull
maybe
up.
Maybe a good Hirachi. The Air Raids just dropped.
The Air Raids. I have those in my closet. Might be in. And if I got the Air Raids on, just know I'm with the shits. Because those Fear God Air Raids are light as shit. I'm with everything. If you see me with those on, please get out of Dodge.
You're sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. So listen. This conversation actually brings us to the conversation.
The conversation today.
The conversation of today, folks.
Talk to us, Matt.
So, as we know, you know, we are now in an era of women empowerment through augmentation.
Ooh, come on, big word.
Of their bodies.
See, I mean, Ryan Leslie word of the day, augmentation.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So. I think we all know a young lady who has done something to their bodies. Anything, literally. I have friends who have gotten their ass done. I have friends who have gotten dimples in their face. Like, son, yes, it's very possible. Very, very possible. I didn't believe it was possible, but it's possible.
I know somebody got their knees done.
Speak about it.
She like
Stop. Please.
What I do now, bro?
Please stop. Right. I just know where this is a rabbit hole and right. I see where this goes.
Cool. I'm not saying nothing. Please cool. All right, go ahead, Matt.
She got her knees done. She fell a couple times, she had to get it done. Whatever. She had a skin graft. Whatever you want to call it.
Wow. Cool. Wow. Okay. All right. But I think I'm so
underappreciated in this podcast. This is ridiculous.
Son, so I want to talk to my brothers real fast. How do we feel first and foremost about these young ladies these young ladies with the augmentations.
Define augmentation. Like any type of body enhancement?
Any type. Because there's specifics I don't love, but there's some that not bad.
So talk to me. Let's talk about it.
This BBL thing, I'm for that.
What's the BBL? Oh, the butt lift?
Nah, that's when that's that, and it's like they take your own fat, I believe, right? They take your own fat and put it in you rather than implants.
So they're just redistributing.
Yeah, they're just distributing where you want it to go. But all right, my biggest thing about surgery is if you're gonna get it all done, whatever this and whatever that, just be able to maintain it. And when I say maintain it, it's not just a money thing. It's not just a go back every 5 years or whatever. Stay, if you look fit, there's only one thing you should be doing. Working out.
Staying fit.
And if you can't stay fit, then you're just going to have to go get the surgery again. You're going to look nasty. Like it's. I know a couple people that I've seen, and it's been some time where it's like, oh, you was doing your thing. And now it's like, oh, you thought you could just eat the same way? Or you could eat the same way and not work out. That's when it gets bad for me.
It's like drawing, right? You know, once you draw on a piece of paper and then you gotta erase it and then draw the same shit over and over again, the lines ain't as sharp as the before. You know?
Like when you gotta like or like when you used to be a kid and your mom may not have had it and so you got the cheap pencil.
The cheap
so
erasers? You erase.
Oh. Well, you got to keep wiping this. Ooh, it's like you got a little bit.
Nasty work. It's nasty work. Mouse, what about you, brother?
I mean, because I know we'll go deeper. So I will say on this portion, if it's not my, listen, ladies, you get one life to live. You should be 1,100,000,000% happy with how you look, at all times. So go for it. Go for it.
You know what? I'll piggyback that. I will piggyback that. I think at first I was even younger. I was very much somebody who was like, like don't do it. But to me, I think it's very much it's a you thing. I can't tell you how to feel about you. And if you feel like this will make you feel better, then you know I'm rocking. I'm all about an empowered. An empowered woman who loves herself. And if you feel like that is something that'll get you to that point, then I'm all the way with it. It does get tricky though, you know, because I think
exactly.
I think it does get tricky.
So I feel like the part where this conversation gets tricky for me at least, and why I specifically want to speak about it here, when you get into these relationships,
mm-hmm.
Now, when you get into a relationship, I fall in love with the entire person you are, right? So if you come to me with dimples, freckles, some extra hip, whatever you want to call it. Also, let me also add on to my prior statement before anyone wants to call bullshit. Yes, I say go for it. I'm also against any black woman going under the needle for any unnecessary reason just because of the disparities and discrepancies we have with black women and getting adequate health care. So let me say that. Let me go on because that's where I'm about to go and I didn't want
By the way, I like the reasoning versus
it's literally white bitches go do what you want. I don't give a fuck. When we're talking about black women that are dying while giving childbirth, dying while, you know, going into places saying, yo, my abdomen hurts or whatever the case may be, and being given a Tylenol and being told you're doing too much. And then we find out that they have like fucking a hernia that's going to kill them. Shay, what the fuck is that? Shay, you're childish.
Childish.
But so there's that. So now bringing it full circle, when you're in a relationship, there's two people get a say in this. Just the same way a woman will have a fit. Mac, you're an actor, so it's a little different. But I'm pretty sure there's an aesthetic to you. There's a certain piece to you that Christina would have an issue with if you came home without it. Especially if it wasn't work related, right? Like, okay, you had to do shots fired. So, okay, you were playing a cop. Obviously, you're not going to have your facial hair.
Exactly. Had to shave the whole thing up. Yep.
But I'm pretty sure she's a fan of the facial hair. You can't come home for no good reason without facial hair. She's going to look at you like you're crazy.
Hold on. You're talking to Mac? You said he came home without facial hair?
Okay. I meant the little...
Dirty, son. Just dirty.
I just didn't know she would notice.
Dirty stuff. Ryan, fuck you, bro. It was right there.
I didn't think she would notice. That is
hold on, wait, come here.
She's
hold
there.
Hold on. She's right here. Okay, cool.
Yes. So
we're having a conversation real fast about you know, women and about women getting certain bodily enhancements. And the question is, if I came home with something different on me, like say no facial hair, which Ryan seems to think I don't have, fucker. how would you feel, Ben?
Oh.
Without telling you first, yeah.
See? She wouldn't even notice. What she said, she said facial hair. What's that?
Fuck you. All right. She said facial hair. What's that? All right.
Okay.
No. It's like if Matt came home with a big beard.
He said, okay, it's different. He said, what if I came home with randomly one day out of the blue with a crazy big beard? How would you feel?
what she said?
She said, I would have to ask you, what is your self-esteem looking like at this moment? And the reason why you would have to go get...
See what I'm saying? Fake beard. That's different. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Even with you, Ryan, it's a conversation. You say you're with a young lady.
Fucking jerk.
You change up the signature fade with the bevel blade.
If I come home, that's not going to be too much of a problem. If I come home with no beard, then it might be an issue.
You see what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is that there is usually at least a discussion had with your mate about any large changes to your appearance.
True indeed.
So why is that thing, and Che, where did she go? Jeez, thanks, Che. So my question is, why do men not get a say in that, right? I've had some conversations with my girl, like, yo, if I don't want, you know what I mean? Like, what if I don't want you to come home with, like, with this done? That it, like, I done already been here. I done fell in love with all the imperfections, and now you're changing it up. How is it not at least a discussion for us? Do you guys feel the same?
I feel like there should be a discussion when it comes to certain things. Certain things deserve a conversation. Now, if it's not, I mean, it depends on who the person is. Some people take things smaller than others or make it into a bigger situation. But I feel like if it's your signature and you're about to change it up, then you got to ask those questions.
Mm.
Like if I'm about to cut my whole beard off and there's no real reason, I feel like whoever my girl is going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm 1,000%.
You don't get that.
What about you, Mac? Like you and Chris, can Chris talk? She got a second?
Hold on. Let me see where she is. Christina.
We do have Che.
She
Che.
Might come back.
Che, if you're in a relationship, long term, mind you, you're in a relationship, you want to get some a body enhancement, an augmentation, as Mac said.
Do you converse with said person
about this? Do you care what they think about this? Do they get a say in this?
Oh wait.
You get an opinion, but you don't get a say, because depending on what it is, I might do it anyway, but I will probably run it past you. Like, all right, babe, I'm going to get these lifted. Do we want them just to sit here or do we want to add a little at the top? Like, what are you thinking? But I'm still
going
to
There we go. That's a good conversation. Okay.
What if he's saying, I don't want you to do it?
I'm still going to do it anyway. You're not financing it. I'm financing it.
Ooh. Y'all in a relationship. Y'all are financing it.
Very fine line when it comes to that.
It's crazy.
Very fine line. Yeah, Chris
do
is
we
here,
have do we have Chris on the line? Do we have Chris on the line?
Is Christine on the line? That's you, Mac.
Mac, wait, yeah. Can y'all hear? I can't hear.
She's I'm about to say she's over here.
Can you hear? She can hear us.
She can hear. I gave her the other headphones so she can hear you guys.
Okay, Mac. When she answers, you might have to give her both because I think you have the microphone piece.
Okay. Yeah. Just
you have the microphone.
Yeah, I'll give her both. I'll give her both.
So, Christina, same question that I've been asking. Does Mac, that's your man, does Mac get a say in you, any body enhancement or augmentation that you may want to get? Are you taking his opinion or his say into thought process, into account when making this decision? Does he even have the power to veto or say no to this?
Come closer so they can hear that.
This is very true.
Perfect.
I would say yes, it is something that I would discuss with him first prior to, you know, going out to get some sort of enhancement. Absolutely. Could he tell me no? It depends on the circumstance.
Mm.
Because him and I have actually had this conversation. He's not the enhancement type of guy. So I kind of already know his, you know, viewpoint on it. However, if it's something like, I don't know, one butt cheek is smaller than the other. I don't know. That's just random. And I want to even them out. I think he should understand me wanting to feel normal without him just being like, no. Now, if it's an enhancement that I don't need, then I'm probably going to listen to him and not get it.
Being nosy, huh? That's what you want to do? Sense. You want to be nosy?
I mean, that is the part that, at least I feel, that is the part from the conversations I've been having. That is the part where I say, at least there's some coming in the middle here, right? Because typically anybody asks is like, no, niggas need to shut up. You're going to get whatever body. And I'm like, that's not realistic, right? Because you're giving me this body to love and cherish. I've Absolutely. Already loved and cherished it. Now you're going How to make is. Changes to it.
Now you're telling me to love to and cherish a brand new body.
What happened to me loving the imperfections? You got rid of the imperfections.
That's fine, but is it a man's place to tell a woman what she can do with her body?
Is it a, but okay, sure, boom, that is
hey, Che, relax.
Yeah, Che, relax. relax. But that is easily, that's making it nuclear, right? Like at a basis, that is trying to win an argument. Just saying that makes it nuclear, and now everybody goes, oh wait, nobody said that. I'm gonna watch that, and I'm gonna walk through the fire, and I'm gonna say, it's not a man telling a woman what to do with her body. It is a mate enacting his God-given right to give his opinion and say on what happens with his mate, his counterpart. Is there two of us, or is now
there? Che, put your hand down. Che, put your hand down.
I just like to play devil's advocate here, just a little bit.
Well, you are the devil. You don't need an advocate.
So that's like you're with your girl long term, right?
Yes.
All of a sudden, there's this risk free way for y'all to now say, "I'm gonna give you two options. It could either be your knees or your penis enlargement. You could suddenly be taller, or you can have a bigger dick than you already have."
I've had the knee. I've been my height all my life. And I've had the same dick all my life. I'm fine.
Yeah, what's going on? That was whack.
So you wouldn't if you could do it, you wouldn't want to?
No.
That shit hurt too much. I don't want nothing touching my man. If you fuck on my knees, I probably can't walk for like a year.
Yo, you see the way basketball players walk? Like me and Ryan play ball. I like.
And I would rather be taller than have a bigger dick.
I wouldn't. I'm fine. I'm 5'8".
No, I'm fine. But I'm saying, if he was like, there has to be one or the other, or you're gonna die, I'd rather be taller. I'm good. My man's all right.
Just kill me.
What about a hairline enhancement?
My hairline, great. Okay.
Oh yeah,
that takes surgery.
We're not talking about your current self. We're talking about insecurity.
I'm not gonna talk about me. Oh, I'm 5'5" with a little dick and a bad hairline. That's.
I know that. I'm not saying that, right? I'm trying to choose an insecurity that certain men tend to have. Y'all might not have it. We get that.
So you're saying you're basically saying removing the dick part out of this whole conversation. You're basically saying if I was Tory Lanez,
I fully expect Tory to come out that operating room 6 feet.
Would I want to get taller and a better headline?
If I'm Tory
Lanez, talking about what's going on down there.
If I'm Tory Lanez, I'm fuck surgery. I'm going to Lovecraft Country. I'm getting in the time machine and I'm gonna go back to the day before. I got in all that stuff.
Absolutely. Oh, that's what I want.
None of the cocaine. He needs to look for a time machine. Not the fucking, not getting taller or anymore.
He needs a time machine and Jesus. That's what he needs.
He got to go find, what's his name, right? From Back to the Future? Michael J. Fox.
He got to find Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. The whole
Either way, you know, I'm saying I would not for men and their insecurities. It is not my place, especially when say y'all have great hairlines. Cool, not talking about you anymore. But niggas who don't have good hairlines, I am not mad at them for going to get that shit fixed.
No. Okay, but the thing is, so even playing on your switch up, right? If you are dealing with a man long term, y'all have been having sex for God knows how long. And then all of a sudden, one random night, this nigga is in your guts, something you've never felt before. What type of conversation are y'all having after that? Like, nigga, what the fuck is this?
Absolutely. That's exactly how the conversation starts.
Where did all this extra dick come from?
Precisely.
And why wasn't I notified that it was being expressed shit?
But okay. Is Christina still there?
Yes, she's here.
Okay, cool. Christina, what I'm about to ask, I want you to tread very carefully, okay? When I ask this question, make eye contact with your man first before you answer it. It's family first. Okay. Now, we're talking about that, right? Because we're talking about how these enhancements can change the relationship at hand. I'm going to say the three of us have been in predicaments where, boom, you might be a little too big. We've heard women say, oh, nah, that's too big for me. That's too big for me. So now the way his dick was fine. It was perfect. You was hitting your nut every time. It was earth shattering every time. He went and got the big joint. Now it hurt. Now your cervix
top shelf joint.
Now you hurt and now you spotting after every time. Now he has changed. He's a change the way y'all have sex now.
You might not even like him no more.
You can't put you now. Now
it's not even fun. It ain't even fun.
Now the little cute shit you used to do where y'all be like. Now you really, now you can't really breathe. Now you throwing up and shit. Now all that shit's out the window. Talk about that. It changes the dynamic of the relationship. Here goes the other part. I'm about to spin it on everybody. Christina, get ready. Grab brace for impact. Pause. He got a new dick. He's busting your ass with. Nigga got the big dick walk. Now he's going through life where he had a regular dick walk. Now he got the
big dick walk. Now gray sweats look crazy.
Now he operating with you different. And now when he wear the gray tech suit, now bitches is on him. As to where before, he was a grower, not a shower. Now he's a shower. Now it's done effectively change y'all relationship and the dynamic because now other bitches, he's operating with you different. How you ask me, what's the correlation? Because we all know that 90% of women, once they get their body done, what happens? Everybody says it. You look better. You feel better. You change.
Acting better.
You change. Your clothes fit different now.
Everything you walk, the way that you, the things that you decide to wear, all of that shit changes.
Before the lipo, you couldn't wear the little, what's that shit called with the moons all over it? What's that shit called?
Oh, the bodysuit joint?
Hold on.
With the moons all over it?
The moons.
Hold on. I think I know what you're talking about.
He said the bodysuit with the moons?
The one Beyonce was wearing in the fucking,
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's like Marine something. It's something. That shit. That bitch. When you got the wide hips, you can't wear that. When you got the little muffin, you can't wear that. But now
you can't wear the Milano's body suits the same.
You can't
way.
Wear the Milano body. You can't wear that shit. The shirts ain't hitting right. You can't do all that. So now.
But now you got your body done.
Now you talking to me different. Now you acting different. Now I gotta play.
Your pictures on IG look so crazy now.
I'm gonna make sis humble up.
Wait.
Remember where you came from, baby.
Wait. This nigga. Now that
remember,
is.
Remember. That's this a level of post.
No. That's a level of toxicity.
I was gonna say that's.
He got
it's
me.
It's a whole another level of toxic. I love
Ryan,
it.
I expected more
of
him.
Posting,
you get your body done. You get your body done, and you start acting different just because you got a new body. I'm gonna be like, yo, sis, humble up, because when we have kids. Your daughter gonna look at you and not
son.
I didn't get there yet. I want to wait.
I did it. He was giving me tight because she was looking extra good and not showing me the love that she was giving me when she didn't have all that. Now I'm tight. Now I'm gonna bring you back, sis. Bring you back to the lake.
See, yeah. I y'all know I'm a super toxic nigga. I can't bring myself to violate like that. Like, be like, yo, you mad? Because I was in love with how you looked before. So
yeah, exactly. So don't your love can't go a different way because you got
I'm telling you, you're looking a little different. Ryan's the type. He's not gonna OD like that. It'll be some subtle.
Nigga, Ryan gonna like, post an old picture on Tuesday. Talk about yo. I know it ain't Thursday. But yo, I just remember how we.
Son, he gonna be in the crib looking at the photos of their old photos, like they one last excursion on like a beach somewhere with her old body. He'd be like, "Babe, remember this? Yeah, that's crazy, right?
That's damn, crazy. Man. See your mother? So she look good. You see your mom? She look good. Yeah, all right, man, yeah.
So Christine, Christina Che, am I? Are we wrong, right? Or are we, I know we're not wrong because we've all witnessed it, but are we dragging it when we're saying that because you make this enhancement inherently, because y'all saying y'all want to make this enhancement to feel better, to feel like, you know, to feel like you look better and all that. Because clearly the person living their life with you is not enough. So y'all got to go get this done. Am I wrong? Are we wrong for believing that this could cause you to act different?
I mean, no, because it's definitely valid, because that is actually probably what will definitely happen. But
Tristan agrees with me. Just won't put that out there.
Exactly.
I don't know. Chalk the shit up to the game. Fuck it.
Yeah, you know, because Shay knows she's gonna act a little different. She knows she's gonna be doing her thing a little bit more.
Ain't gonna be no more Fila in that closet. I tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. They gonna have mad Cash Apps.
I promise you it ain't. Son, her Cash App is going to be clicking, boy.
Yo, you see how Che
clicking.
Act, yo, do you see how Che act now? If Che, the way Che act now, if Che went and got her body done, we'd have to fire her.
I'm just thinking like this. Like, if you get your body done, you're doing it for yourself. Let's say it's all for yourself. But now you posting more than ever.
Mm. This is what I'm saying. Now you posting more than ever.
Now, yeah. Now like, the center like, of attention is you with the lean back, with the turnaround, and the ass back. You feel me?
It ain't on, the normal. Hold on. It's the picture with the heel up so you can catch more of the cup.
Nah, the surgery, you didn't even got to put the heel up.
Son, yeah. Hold on. She got the new hashtag, like, stand up straight or some shit like that.
Or the summer ready. Like, no.
Or here goes this one. You know the political climate we in now. All of a sudden, Che posting thirst traps talking about vote.
I'm helping. Let me help out.
Nigga said vote. Che posted ass shots talking about vote.
Vote.
Yo, I'm gonna.
Yo, vote. I don't think. I honestly do not think that is okay to tell a man you get no say in this. Like, ma'am, you have given me, and you know we're not getting like super feminist deep in this. You essentially said I am with you for life. Here is my body. Love me. I am trusting you to protect me. Shower me with adoration. Love me. We're doing that. And then you tell us the body that you have loved is gone. You now have to love this.
And then you got to maintain it. I think it's worse if, let's say it happens and you're happy, but then you don't work out because you're too busy to do whatever. And now you're
too
back
busy
to,
posting boat ass shots.
Yeah, now you're back to square one.
Not even square one, because you ain't back to where you was.
Is that you worse?
You're something different. It sits different. You know, it sits where it's supposed to, but your body ain't where it's supposed to be. So this is something different. It gets tricky. It gets very, very tricky.
Slippery slope.
So now here's the shaker. Is Chris still there?
She's here. Shaker. She's right here.
Now, and somebody could hear this and be like, "Mouse, you're dragging it." Sure, dragging it.
Yeah, we gotta have some fun with it. That's what we do here.
But this is truly my thought process. We have kids. We have daughters. What the fuck am I gonna tell my kids when I hear my daughters talk about, "Oh, I can't wait to grow up and look like mommy"? Bitch, you fucking thought. That's just not in your DNA.
I look like the picture Che got right now.
So what are we supposed to do then? Right? So now we start talking, because what's the biggest fear in these days? Kids growing, you know, body dysmorphia, kids growing, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm drawing a blank. Fuck. Kids
eating disorders and
disorders but they're having negative thoughts about their body image reinforced by social media. Now they don't need social media. They're in the house every day looking.
It's literally in their house.
Unattainable form of them. It would be one thing if she's looking at my mother, or if she's looking at her mother, and her mother might get it from her father or something, or maybe your mother might naturally look like that and you got your daddy genes. I'm sorry. But no, we don't know whose genes she got, because you done went to Dr. Miami and got new hips and ass and shit like that. Now my daughter is 18 wondering why her back flat. Christina, talk to me, please. Am I bugging? Am I dragging it? Talk to me. You got to come closer to the mic, Chris.
You're not dragging it. You're not bugging. But I think there's just a fine line between just, if you're accepting me, if you're in love with me, you should understand why I want to do this for myself. And if my daughter is 18, she's old enough to have a conversation with me about a choice that I made for my body.
But I think it starts before the age of 18, right? I think especially nowadays, right, where social media is now kind of put in front of our children, and not, even if they're really not on it, just the ideas that social media constantly push out towards our children are seen every day. it's to me, I really feel like, you know, having that that conversation would probably start around the age of like 12, 13, like mm-hmm. when they start to have their first periods, when they start to have feelings for people, and they, you know, they're starting to wonder what they look like because this person is, you know, likes a certain type of person, or this person is saying, oh, I only deal with this type of person. Mm-hmm. I think it starts way earlier than 18. So then by the time they're 16 and have been dealing with people that they've liked, had feelings for 5+ years, now it's a whole nother, now they're really ready on some like, yo, I'm ready for this to be like, I'm ready for whatever I need to get the opposite set or whoever they're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? It really, really gets tricky.
But I think dicks and butt are new. Like, moms have been getting boob implants for forever.
Forever. Forever. This new ass shit is new.
Yeah, it's new. So, I don't know if our dads and uncles were having these conversations about getting boobs done, because now that's like normal.
So and boobs back in the day was more of a white thing.
Right. Absolutely.
So if 10 years, 15 years from now, it's something else that people are getting implanted, will we even care that someone got their hips and their butt done? That I have to sit here and explain it to my child if I didn't have to explain why I got my boobs?
That's the thing. Next, by the time...
By the next generation now, come out, you probably could create what you want your child to have.
Nigga, legit, you're going to have a whole face.
Okay.
Fix your face. Face off.
Let's say this. Let's take what Chris just said into account, because that's huge, right? That speaks towards nuance, right? Because with time and with those indoctrination will come a nuance, right? So maybe the kids that become men 15, 20 years from now won't care about that. But as of right now, there are those of us who care. And I don't, if in the vein, in the spirit of not being overtly obtuse, I'm saying, okay, I get that this is a thing that women need for themselves and want to do for themselves. I get that. The part that I can't grasp and understand is the part that says, you are supposed, as you as my man or as my mate is supposed to love me, protect me, take me as I am. I did that. And I fell in love with that. And now you're giving me a spin. And I'm not.
Hold on. But the thing is, not even just giving me a spin, but you're telling me I can't even have a say in the matter of what you're about to do to, again. And it's not a possessive thing. It's like.
I mean, but okay.
Come close to the mic, Chris.
We're talking about a decision. Mm-hmm. I'm making a decision, and you want to be included in this decision.
Absolutely.
A physical decision.
Yes.
Do you include me in all of your decision making, whether it be physical or not? So why? Yes. Are we sure?
I'm going to say most men do. Just for the simple fact that even the flyest man in the world who can come up with fits with their eyes closed, there's still something about getting their woman's approval.
Getting that okay, you look down, it's like, babe, what you think?
Hey.
Even if it's a no-brainer. If it's like, yo, babe, what you think? Babe, I love that. Perfect. You know, I think.
Matter of fact, point, I'll show you. Chris, has Mac ever consulted with you? And obviously, like we said earlier, Mac is an actor, and there are sometimes there, you know, he has to make certain appearance changes for the role. We're talking about in his off time. Has Mac ever consulted you like, hey, I'm about to grow out this afro, or hey, I'm about to grow out this facial, or hey, I'm about to do this.
He just does it.
Damn it, Mac. Did you let me walk down that?
Hold on. I'm about to say, no. Hold on.
As I walked down the valley.
No. Hold
Yo,
on.
Yo, Ryan, he
hold
let
on.
Me walk in the valley
bullshit.
Cause shadow of death.
No, cause because she's bullshitting.
Come to the mic, Chris. Come to the mic.
He literally just stopped getting a haircut.
No, again. Name a time.
Yo, Matt, take the Matt. Just disconnect the headphone. Just disconnect.
No,
the
I'm saying name a time. Name a time.
She said you just stopped getting haircuts.
When you had the braids in your hair,
mm-hmm. we told him too.
I had no say so. But here's the thing: I love my man, so I was like, "Babe, if that's what you want to do, I'm here for it."
Why? And why did you say that? Because we talked about it.
No. No. We didn't talk about it. If I asked, so when you're getting a haircut and you're getting one, that's not a decision we made.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because you could have said in that moment, I really don't like this. And then the onus would be on him to oblige, hear you out. Then if he doesn't say, now if you say that, he says, I'm keeping it anyway. Then you have that argument.
Okay. Where we
no,
go.
No. But okay, maybe it was relevant to a woman's body. I know that he likes having hair. So I'm going to support my man regardless of if I think he should have a haircut or not, because this is a decision I know that he loves. So if I want to get my butt done, you should accept that the same way. You might not agree with it, but you don't say
Mac is 31 years old, with a great supplement and body intake. He can grow hair easily, and he can cut it and it will grow back.
Yep.
The minute you start chopping and sucking out and all of that,
that has to be more of a conversation, especially when you're together, for the simple fact that it's a process. So when it happens, I'm gonna have to be by your side taking care of that ass. So that has to be a conversation. So in my mind, let me know, because what if my stomach queasy?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay,
I can't.
Okay. I get it.
It's not the haircut. You're not going to take care of my hairline. Like, you can't walk for a month and a half.
When they run that particular picture, when you get arrested online and everybody's coming at your hair all day, I got to be the one that, no, baby, it's fine. I gotta maintain your
confidence.
When I got arrested,
that was a good looking mugshot there, brother. I'm mad that I had to go to get arrested. Like, three black men up here. Like, why we gotta get arrested?
That was the picture that most sites ran with, and I had to be, no, babe, you look great. It's okay.
You are something else.
And you're also talking to a new mom. If I want to get my body done because my body has been changed, like, because of motherhood, are you really going to tell me no?
I'm going to suggest that we work out together. Let's maybe
take I think it goes back to what I said in the beginning, right? I think ultimately when it comes down to it, if you personally feel like this is something that's going to bring your self-esteem back, if this is something that's going to make you feel good, because I can tell you a million times you look amazing. I could tell you a million times whatever. But at the end of the day, there are the moments that you are by yourself that you have to deal with yourself. And there's not much that I can do about those moments. There's not much that I can do about those moments of insecurity that fester inside of you because of something that you have. So in that instance, it's like, I mean, I feel you. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But every day as your man, I am going to see that that is an insecurity, and I'm going to push your own beauty and try to push onto you your own, like, build your self-confidence up. Again, I can only do so much. It's like I have booster shots, but at the end of the day, if your immune system don't catch this shit, we gotta do whatever we gotta do to get that out.
How do you say this? I think that with all the progression we make with
I don't care how anybody feels about the word, with, you know, men being feminist and men being pro women and protecting black women, all this. Let's not forget humanity. Let's not forget that two people are still in a relationship. And let's not forget that it is toxic or unhealthy or detrimental to a relationship when anyone's voice goes unheard, or anyone in a relationship feels like they have no say in what goes on in that relationship.
Yep.
Do we agree?
I agree.
Che, Christina, do you have anything y'all want to yell at us about?
That was very well said.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sis. Ryan, we got anything else? You got anything else on this topic? I think since, like, for the first time since the first five episodes, we're about to successfully put a button on a topic. So do we have anything else here before we put a button on this one?
Miles Jones, that's for you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Ryan, you got anything to add? Ryan, you're on mute.
I don't think he can hear us.
Ryan, you're muted.
Rico Suave.
Oh, he knows he's muted. Okay, I'll take that as a no. I'll take that as no. Ryan doesn't have anything else. Is everything good over there, Ryan? Give us a hand signal.
Okay. Oh, there we go. There we go. We got it.
Okay. Ryan, we're about to move into a new topic, so I wanted to make sure that you were good. Okay. And this will be quick, and I'm glad that we do have some female representation here. This will be quick. This is real
I'll call
quick.
You back if we need you, Ben.
This is real quick before we move on to the listener letters. Can a man have an OnlyFans?
Ooh.
Can a man can a man in a relationship have an OnlyFans where he is on there not doing things to his girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you want to say? But yes, it is there anyway. A man can have an OnlyFans.
Way that a man who is in a relationship can have an OnlyFans.
Wait, you forgot the second part. You forgot the second part. The second part being that he's on there messing with Pete with like other women that aren't his girl. Like there's other parties involved.
This is a means of income. He isn't cheating. He is telling you, "Hey, babe, I want to get into this OnlyFans thing. You know, there's a lot of money in it. You know, people are buying apartments, houses. Babe, can we get the OnlyFans jumping?" Che, we lost Mac for a moment. Che. Is he still there?
No. You're right. We did lose him entirely. So
we lost you too.
I'm still here.
Nah, you were lost before.
No, we lost you for like a quick 5 seconds.
No, you did. Yeah, my connection went all the way out. Okay, he's back.
You were in the upside down.
So for me, I think that's solely subjective on the relationship.
My bad. So just some technical difficulties. Sorry.
All good. Fix your camera. You like upside
down? Yeah, you sideways.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what the. Hold on.
There we go.
Can you see me?
Yep.
Yep. Let's
see if I could. If I turn it this way. There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. So,
Che, what was you saying?
I was saying that's solely contingent upon the type of relationship you have with your shorty and the level of communication you have and her level of how comfortable she is with that. Like, you can't force me into that. And that's something I like. If you're asking me if I'm okay with that, then you should honor the fact that I'm saying that I either am or am not okay with it. But you can't just come out the fucking woodworks busting other bitches down on OnlyFans. I don't care how much money is involved.
Now, could you get with a nigga who has an OnlyFans? Can you get with a nigga that got an OnlyFans?
I could only if I knew he had an OnlyFans and I still caught myself like liking him and progressing and
just had to know feeling, before.
I would have to know before. Like, I have to honor the fact that you was doing this before I was in the picture. I can't just come in and tell you you're not allowed to have your OnlyFans anymore. That's not gonna work.
Mm.
Christina, Max says, babe, the acting ain't trapping right now. Music is acting real fuddy-duddy.
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 Babe, I want to, you know, I got 3.5 million followers and supporters and all this. Babe, this shit, we can make some money. You know, you my wife. I'm never going to have you on the internet. I don't want them to know what my legs and butt cheeks look like. You know, I'm about to, you know, just do a couple OnlyFans videos with these bitches. Are we good? What are you saying, Chris?
Define what he's doing.
He's busting these bitches down.
Nah, I didn't say that. He got to be doing that.
He's taking them to Pound Town.
That's a lot.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot.
He is knocking these bitches down.
Because the only reason why I say it is because just because you have an OnlyFans, you don't have to have sex to be an OnlyFans.
Very true. True.
So what could Mac? All right. So what are niggas doing on?
Are we talking about Mac or are we talking about a guy in general?
A guy in general.
Because Mac is a different.
So Mac could just be Mac, on OnlyFans.
Mac could be on OnlyFans working out, and I guarantee that he could get a check. I guarantee.
If you do that, Mac, we want 10%.
Yep.
All right.
Me and Ryan would like
10%. But I guarantee, because I feel like there's women on OnlyFans that just show their toes and they're getting paid. I feel like there's women in just lingerie.
You know what? Getting paid. Let's run it back. Let's say Mac isn't fucking these bitches. Let's say Mac is partaking in the fetishizing. Let's say, oh, he got a toe page. Mac is just on OnlyFans showing his toes.
I'm taking the pictures.
It's a joke. But when you watch your lady, it should be that way. It shouldn't be like, I have an OnlyFans behind my lady's back. It should be like, yo, if I'm going to sit here working out or with my shirt off, baby, take my pictures, because at the end of the day, I got to bust this down with you regardless. It's going to the household.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now, if you're talking about, yo, I got to be fucking wild bitches, then that's on your lady. If your lady
Chris, you never answered the question.
I think I answered for Chris.
No, she ain't answered the question. We don't speak for black women on this episode.
I mean, listen. If he's telling me that he wants to become a porn star, that's a different conversation. Like, if that's where your career is headed, we can have that conversation. And if it makes sense, then okay, because you're a porn, you're no longer Mac Wiles the actor, you are Mac Wiles the porn star.
And you could be with a porn star.
Yeah.
That's his job.
That's love right there. Woo-hoo!
Mac, let me tell you something now. Look me in my face. If you fuck this up, like the house, like that picture of us, you'll be kicked off of the house, bro. Like, you're out of here. If you could fuck this, she's just saying, yo, yes. Like, if my nigga's a porn star, that's my.
So Chris, I have a question. So you feel like because it's a job of him having sex, or anyone, not even him, let's just take him out. It's if a man's job is to have sex, then it's not. Damn, is it not cheating?
That's his job. I mean, think about him as an actor. He has to kiss other women. He has to have love with other women.
This is just another form of film.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You see, you could get away with that. I have never acted. I can't be like, oh, baby, I'm trying to be a porn star. Yeah, okay, not on my watch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, but I understand that. Because she already, but I feel like Chris already understands the acting world. This is a totally different acting job, but I feel like she understands a job.
Funny enough, Christina was on set and like before one of my love scenes and met the girl. Like, I think when I was shooting 90210, yeah, she was on set the day I had a love scene with a girl. And
yeah, but love like, scenes in movies are a little different than porn.
No, it ain't.
It's the same shit.
No, it ain't. Because to my knowledge,
the mouth taste. You know how my bitch mouth tastes.
No, but to my knowledge, it's not. I'm not saying every movie like this. For the most part, you're not really having sex.
There's
barriers. There is a difference when you see your lady on OnlyFans getting her shit bust open, or she's on
the same shit.
No, or she's on Netflix.
I don't know. It's not the same shit. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, because if the scene, if you if your shorty is pulling a Halle Berry move, move.
That's what I said. And I said in some aspects things go left, but in for the most part in Hollywood, sex is not real. Not saying people.
No, I know. No, I'm saying even if it's
the porn star bitches be telling us that the sex ain't real either.
Yeah, but I'm seeing the whole thing go in and out. That's real.
I mean, yeah, the camera angle. I don't need to see the whole camera, but I think even the perception.
Mentally, you think the perception is like, yo, you're just. All right. I get it. Like, I could take my lady kissing somebody in a featured film, but I can't.
I could too.
I can't catch
my. I'm saying I don't know how Carmelo felt watching Lala get bust down.
Wow, white man
on Power,
or on Shy,
or on the Shy. Like I don't know. Like again, and I'm
Carmelo might be a bad. Carmelo might be a bad.
Yeah,
That wasn't good. That wasn't good.
Might be his punishment. Lala might only get love scene roles just to punish this nigga. Yeah,
Melo, you my guy, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because she's had some sex in other shows too.
Nigga.
What other shows she been in?
The Shy. She got busted in the kitchen.
That's what I said. I said The Shy.
Yeah, he said Power and Shy.
Oh, it hasn't been nothing else?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I think I can see what Christina's talking about because in that instance, perception is the only difference. But like perception and the actual visual of the dick going in the pussy is the only difference.
Let me ask you this, Christina. If Mac has a love scene in a trash movie, are you like, nigga, you waste? No, you might as well have cheated because now, like, there was nothing good here. There was nothing here.
Are we saying he's not getting beaten?
No, it's just a bad movie. Like this shit is getting trashed on. It's a Tyler Perry straight to Netflix type of scenario. Like it's bad work, and the movie's getting roasted, and then niggas are making fun of the sex scene.
I knew that he was in feature.
come closer to the mic.
No, I said I know that he has.
Come on, SAG. Come on, SAG Astra.
You got paid. You have your backer. I mean,
respect that. I respect it. In my past, that shit would have never flew with my relationships. But I love it. I love to see something I'm trying to work on. I'm trying to work towards that.
I'm about to say we just got to get you in the movie, right? Everything.
You know what's crazy? I got a call.
Oh really?
But that's we'll have that conversation.
We'll talk offline. I like that.
If Ryan gets in the movie before me, I swear to God, I'm leaving this podcast.
Yo, what's up, bro?
I swear to God.
Playing on my downfall? What's going on?
I'm out here working on sides and shit, nigga. I'm out here rehearsing monologues.
I could put you on.
Ryan's just gonna walk in and get into the movie.
I can get to the set and they'll be like, yo, we need one more person. You gotta have dreads. You gotta talk shit.
I don't have dreads.
Damn.
I gotta have braids.
You know, put your funny. And I'll be like, I know somebody, but you got somebody. I'm like, actually, slip my mind.
You know what you're gonna say? You say my former podcast co-host. I'm going to the JBN.
Wow. It's crazy. It's nasty work.
Man. Hey, you know what? It's funny enough, right? I've had enough of talking about this. Do we have any listener letters this episode? Che, while you grab those listeners at home, we do appreciate y'all. Make sure if you have a listener letter you want read on air, make sure you email it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Once again, that's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. No matter your letter, make sure you put your fake name in the subject line or Che's going to read whatever's in front of us. If it is a relationship question, it doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, make sure you include a picture of you in your said love interest. Mm-hmm. Che, what do we have today? Who wants us in their business today?
All right. So even though this person broke the rules.
What they break the rules? They broke the rules?
They broke the rules. All right,
don't say what rule they broke because I don't want people to get used to it.
All right, cool. So, backstory. I too, like a dumbass, fell for a man I was fucking. Oh, this is in response to Sonia. Remember Sonia from like
Wow. So this is a like follow up. They're identified with Sonya. Yeah, they're identified with Sonya. So now they're giving us their little like two piece. Okay. So I too, like a dumbass, fell for a man that I was fucking. We began entertaining each other in November and began fucking in March. Late summer, I started catching feelings. Then I found out he moved in with his ex, but he swore up and down they were just friends. Red flag. It was a well-needed wake-up call that it was never going to be more to me than what we already were. So I detached some and continued to fuck because the sex was good. Labor Day weekend, I decided I didn't want to fuck anymore, not just him, but anyone. He responded well, and we decided to remain friends. We ended up actually talking more, and our friendship started to grow. About a week ago, he expressed to me how hurt he is that I made the decision that affected us both, that affected the both of us.
You want that old thing back?
I explained to him that though it affected our relationship, it's my box and I can decide when and whom I share it with.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get it and he tried to argue with me about it, but I'm not about to argue with any man about my body. We haven't spoken despite his best efforts since. So guys, I know you're all evolved men / feminists, but in your past lives, have you ever felt
does she
entitled
listen to this podcast?
Have you ever felt entitled to box you have been receiving regularly?
Nope.
And let me just
I don't care.
Regularly, and would you feel a way if the woman decided to no longer share it? If so, why? And also, would it make a difference if you're in a relationship?
Okay, I'll start this off with the words of our good brother, our roommate, Ryan Flyride Fletch. It ain't your box. It's just your time. Yeah. Like, for niggas to really feel like, for any of us, listen, we understand the rules of engagement when it comes to this. If it's not your shorty, if it's not somebody that you are staking claiming that you guys are both you both have an equal understanding of what you guys are doing in this, you have to fully understand. And even in that instance, a lot of times it could get shaky, but understand it ain't your, if you playing in this game, if y'all out here doing the fucky fucky and just moving around,
the fucky,
it ain't your box, it's just your turn, bro. That's all I gotta say.
That's my motto. But I've never thought something was mine that stopped having sex with me. Have I thought like, damn, I want that back? That's another thing. Yes, I have. I've had situations where it's over. Either I fucked up or they moved on or I moved on. And then I had a chance to think about it. Like, damn, I wish I had that. Whether it be for a long period of time, for the night, based on the liquor I've consumed. I don't know. But no, I've never thought something was mine because it's not.
Well, Mouse Jones is human. So shout out to my superhuman brothers. I am much like just a regular man. So so the answer simply is yes, I have felt like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, bet you've been giving me this raw vagina for this many, like what the fuck you mean you switching up the game plan? Like, yes, I have. Now, have I ever, like, wilded out or reacted over it? No, not unless it was my girl or something like that, but no. And nobody I've been with has ever played those games with me, but no, I've never acted on it or nothing like that, but have I felt that? Yes, I've been feeling like...
Okay, all right. Okay, so you're saying the feeling... I was just saying it in general. No, I would never express that to somebody like that.
I would never express
I've felt it and expressed it. Like, you tell me some shit like, we can't. I'm fucking with this person, so I can't. Like, I had a woman tell me back in the day, like, oh, well, we got to start using condoms because I'm fucking with this person and we getting serious. I'm like, bitch, what you mean getting serious? I'm still here. What you mean? I'm not about to put a condom on. Bitch, are you fucking stupid?
That's never been... I totally understand.
But I've never wilded it, right? Like, I didn't beat that nigga up. I didn't flip on her. I'm just, but I did express it. Like, yo, this is mine. What you mean? Why are you changing up the game plan? This has been working.
I've definitely felt the way, like, you know, when they get, she got a boyfriend or something. But then the older I got and these situations start to happen, then I have to start looking at myself and not looking at that person.
Shay,
you
know, I think
motherfucking finger up. Here goes.
Yeah, I know, because I have put that
finger up, it's some bullshit.
I have a toxic moment to share with you guys.
Oh,
wait a minute, Shay. You got to.
You know what?
You know what?
I got a story.
Hey.
I don't want to always be the story.
Ladies and gentlemen, guys, gentlemen.
Guys next door neighborhood, listen, if you want to hear the story time, we're the story time with Shay again. If y'all want to hear the story, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod to hear the rest of the story. Shay, tell the story.
Hey, Rel, so, you know what to do?
Thank you, Shay, for sharing your story. Thank you so much. We're disgusted with you.
I'm disgusted, Ryan, with you, but I want to add to that. So because I know I got to add to that. So
if you want to make sense of what Ryan is saying, make sure y'all subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod.
So I want to know, like, you took him out to start in three because there was no condom. So you fucking the start in three, all three of them niggas with no condoms?
First of all, don't lean into the camera like this. Do not lean into the camera like this. My top three is not. Two of them are.
Two of them? Three of them? Right. I will find them. Four of them? Five of them? Six of them? I will grind them.
Just answer the damn question. You understand.
I gotta say.
You understand. All you had in sex with your top three, no condom, all of them. Let me know.
I don't want to perjure myself, so I had to clear my mind real quick. I had to remember who my top three was. I had to remember
Your honor. Listen, I don't care what the top three are. I want to know at any point in time when you have a top three, is there condoms involved?
I want the truth.
And we can handle the truth.
Really, guys? This is how we do me.
No,
we're trying to figure out how you're doing.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on in these streets. You know what they said? No rubber. This is how Che does it. I just want to know because I guarantee you're not sharing this information with them. Che, you out here.
What do you mean?
And a woman.
There's no overlap. There's no overlap. These are all my top three spaced out over some years. They're just
saying,
okay,
I get what you're saying.
And it's not my top three rotation.
Okay.
Cleaned up.
I was about to say, because you know a woman's top three line is, you better not do this with everybody.
What?
They love telling you don't do this with everybody. Bitch, you were just sucking dick the other week.
I don't mean my top three. I don't mean my starting three.
Not just starting three.
My starting three and my top three are two different categories. So my top three, no. I don't even have a starting three right now.
Lies.
Whatever.
Yeah, like I didn't even want to address that one. Okay.
You have no faith in me. There's no faith.
No, like if that's what you're saying, okay.
That's different. That's way different.
You're over there right now.
That's way different. That's a different situation.
Lies.
Really? So. Really, Mac?
Lies.
On that note.
Lies.
On that note, Che, you ain't shit, bro. But that's nothing.
Y'all know this.
Yeah, I was about to say,
we
ain't know.
If y'all really want to know why she ain't shit, go to Patreon, please.
Go to Patreon and listen, because Che is on some other shit right now. So
and we love it. We love the toxicity in this house.
Before we get out of here.
Before this house burns down.
Because Che is definitely, all that friction, Che is definitely trying to catch a fire.
Hey now. Very clean over here. Thank you kindly. Very clean.
I'm just gonna
throw this right back up here.
The heat is on.
Don't put all right. that background up there. Like a little fire in the background. A
little fire. Well, guys, we have come to the end of this week's episode. Make sure you listen because, like we told you before, every Thursday we will be dropping a second episode going over the week's current events. So make sure you tune into that. You are getting more guys next door. So we don't expect y'all to keep being freeloaders and moochers and motherfucking Kimmy Gibblers and Hakeem Maronis. Okay? Put a snap on the Petro. Go over to the Guys Next Door Patreon. Patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. But you are now getting two motherfucking episodes
Woo!
For fucking free. So, before we get into that, Che, you are about to be on the clock, Matt. Should somebody start the countdown? Che is going to.
Che is about to recap.
It is the Chase Planation.
In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Stop jumping on my 3, 2, 1, bro. I started. Don't try to. You ain't even got the timer. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So, not only did we had a first, we actually had a first. Our good shit black man and our damn black man were the same person. Offset fucking won. How do you get a divorce? Buy your shorty Rolls Royce, and she's still dancing on you at her birthday party. Like, that man is undefeated. I stand. Whatever they got going on, I love it over there. Mm-hmm. The next little tidbit that the boys wanted to recap on was the fact that they want to say, and what we do augmentation-wise, if you in a relationship, don't give me that look. Y'all said, if you with your shorty for some years, and she up and decides she want to get herself some new bitties, y'all want to say in what happens with the bitties. Like, you want, you know, you loved the original car, Old Faithful. You don't want her to upgrade to a Benz, and it's not the Benz. You didn't want the Benz in the first place. You was okay with Old Faithful. Am I wrong?
Keep going.
4, 3, 2, 1.
You almost did it, Che. You almost did it. You almost did it. The Chase Planation.
Share her heart. I felt a little. It was intense.
Che, that was the funniest shit you ever said. Chase said, they didn't want the Benz.
You're going to cry in his, Rolls Royce, or you're going to cry in that Altima?
I was fine in the Altima. That's what we saying. We was okay in the Altima. I knew.
It ain't needed a whole new kit. It just needed a little. Oil change.
Sometimes you just a quick tune up. You just reset.
Ain't got to get a whole new car.
Nah, fuck out of here.
Because now I get a brand new car and motherfucker, and now you want to let everybody for a ride. Get the fuck.
Yeah, get out of here. You want to show everybody the doors? You got tents now. Fuck out of here.
I done paid this motherfucker off. Now you want me to put a note back on this bitch?
I think that.
Hey, internet! Look, the doors lift up, bitch. You had to put the keep my car in the goddamn.
You was fine with the little system I had, a little tens in the back. Talk about.
Now you want 20s.
Yeah, it's over. Bitch. You better keep them tens clean.
Good job with the Chase Planation. Good job with the Chase Planation. You was only 4 seconds off. There was still a little bit more to recap.
I was good until you started. You got me laughing, and then it was. Just
we like, didn't do anything. We shut up. We didn't do anything. You literally had a. It was an episode of first. It was an episode of first. We shut the fuck up while you was talking. We got through a whole topic and put a button on it. Like, it was an episode full of first. Thank you for your Chase Planation. Well, you guys know. Look out for. Did we give it a name? I don't think we gave it a name. It's a working name.
We really didn't even. You announced it, but you didn't really announce it. But just know that you're gonna hear us twice in 1 week.
Y'all getting a second motherfucking episode. So make sure we will see you guys on Thursday. Until then, I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Rye.
You deserve one today.
You deserve it.
And I am Shane.
I'm lying. Mouse Jones. We are the guys next door.
You heard?
Asshole.
Guys next door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.